And for this week, that's Living on Earth. Next week, it's well known that tobacco can cause serious health problems for people who smoke. But now medical researchers are finding that even people who just picked the crop are also getting sick.
1/4 of your workers are sick, not because of the flu, not because of pneumonia, not because of measles, but because of something they do on the job. It's an incredibly high rate.
Green tobacco sickness down on the farm, next time on Living on Earth. We close our show this week with another recording from Lang Elliott's collection. This one, captured at Crane Marsh in the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge in Georgia, features the song of a Carolina wren and the guttural courtship of a pair of sandhill cranes. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation in cooperation with Harvard University. Our production staff includes Anna Solomon Greenbaum, Cynthia Graber, Maggie Villiger, Jennifer Chu, and Gernot Wagner, along with Peter Shaw, Leah Brown, Susan Shepard, Carly Ferguson, Mylisa Munyiz, and Bunny Lester. Allison Dean composed our themes. Environmental sound art courtesy of Earth Ear. Our technical director is Dennis Foley. Liz Lempert is our Western editor. Diane Toomey is our science editor, Eileen Belinsky is our senior editor, and Chris Ballman is the senior producer of Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood, executive producer. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the World Media Foundation Environmental Information Fund. Major contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, supporting reporting on Western issues, the Oak Foundation for coverage of marine issues, the W. Alton Jones Foundation, promoting new economic approaches to advance environmental protection and human prosperity, www.wajones.org, the National Science Foundation, supporting environmental education, the Educational Foundation of America for reporting on energy and climate change, the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, supporting efforts to better understand environmental change, the Town Creek Foundation, and the David and Lucille Packard Foundation.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.